like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back. I'm Nedra Glover-Tawab, and you need to hear this. In today's letter, we will talk to someone who is witnessing her friend be in a very messy situation. I'd like to share that, you know, many of us have witnessed this to some extent where we have a friend or family member in a situation that we don't necessarily agree with. And I'll tell you, the more that we are brutally honest with them about our opinion of that situation, the more they actually keep from us and the more that they pull away from us because they're doing this thing in real time that we've expressed that we don't like. I don't want to see that. Why are you with this person? They don't want to talk about it anymore. So if we really want to be close in our relationships with people, it can be really important to listen, even listening to some of those things that we're concerned about. Because guess what? When they're ready to leave, when they're ready to get out of it, they have a soft place to land. They can come to you because you've practiced your non-judgmental stance. You've practiced being open. Now, there's a difference between, you know, listening to somebody else's chaos and listening to something that's really dangerous, right? Like if your friend is in an abusive relationship, if they are, you know, being taken advantage of, but if they are just having fun and maybe you're like, that's not what I would want to do. They're not doing anything illegal. Nobody's being harmed. Perhaps allowing them to do that is what they need in that moment. Perhaps allowing people to make some mistakes is what they need. You know, everyone doesn't learn from what you tell them not to do. Like, oh gosh, if I just caution this person, they'll be better off. Not everybody. Some people need to learn firsthand that the stove is hot. Some people need to learn from themselves, don't run in the street, a car is coming. And it's unfortunate because you would love to be able to say, hey, you know, look both ways. But, you know, sometimes we just need that other thing that says, okay, lesson received. Universe, I have it. And then there are other times when that's not the case. But in today's letter, we will hear about a scenario where a friendship is tested because the letter writer doesn't agree with how their friend is showing up in this dating relationship. And I want to be clear here that there are some situations where, you know, we're concerned and we express it and we need to back off. We've let people know and they have the information. They know how we feel about it. And we need to decide, is this something I need to continue to talk to them about? Or is this something that I need to allow them to experience? Let's listen to today's letter.
Hello, Nedra. I love your podcast, and I'm coming to you with a friendship issue.
My best friend of 11 years and I have always had an extremely close relationship. I will say, though, that we've only lived in the same city for 2 of those years, and for 8 of them, she was in a long-term relationship. She ended up breaking up with her daughter's father, and I asked her to move back to North Carolina, where her mother lives and where I am, because I thought it would be a great step for her. Before she moved here, she kept asking my boyfriend to find her someone, and he basically said he didn't really have anyone in mind for her. Fast forward a bit, she ends up moving back and we go to homecoming, and my boyfriend tells her he actually does have someone he would like to introduce her to. During homecoming, we are hanging out with his brother and sister, and somehow, before the night is over, she ends up giving her number to his brother. I know for a fact she is not at all interested in him. I asked her why she gave him her number, and she said she didn't know what to say. I said, "You could have just said no." So instead, she starts texting with him, and even FaceTiming. This goes on for maybe 7 to 10 days, and it's time for her own homecoming. She goes to a city where my boyfriend's best friend is currently staying, and somehow she starts talking to him. My boyfriend had already told her that he wasn't a good partner, that he's divorced, and he has cheated on every female he's ever dated. And even though they are really good friends, he would tell her to stay far away. And I actually gave her the same information.
What I'm hearing here is you love your friend, and it sounds like you really care about what happens to her in her relationships with other people. I wonder if she cares as much as you do. Sometimes people just want to have fun. Sometimes they are looking to blow off a bit of steam. And sometimes they just need to bump their head, and we need to allow that. She has been forewarned. You all have gone over who he is, who he isn't. And it seems like she is still making the choice to maybe not even be in a relationship, but to have some level of interaction with him, to have some fun. You know, let's face it, it's not fun sleeping in a cold bed. Sometimes we don't want to watch a movie by ourselves. Maybe that tub of popcorn is better when you're sharing it with 2 people. And with that being the case, it sounds like she might want some companionship, you know, and all companionship is not good, but it is companionship nonetheless. So her reasons for it, be it fun or be it serious, we don't know yet. And this idea that, you know, she doesn't really like him, based on what? She's given a lot of signs that she actually does really like him. I mean, she's calling him, she's texting him, they're spending some time together. So those are all cues that maybe I like you a little bit. Maybe I shouldn't like you. Maybe you don't have enough going on. Maybe you're not a great person, but I do like you. So if that is the case, how do we honor someone else's decision when we disagree with it? That's what I really think this is about, because we've seen situations where our friends or family members or whoever are in a dating situation that's just not good for them, and they continue to pursue it. I am here to tell you that people don't pursue 100% bad relationships. They are getting something from it. You don't see the totality of the relationship. You see a piece, you see a portion, and you may be wondering, oh, he's cheated on everybody else. Well, he might give a really good foot rub. He is a wonderful back massager. He's very funny. I don't know, you know, but there's something there, because she wouldn't be pursuing nothing. So as you're thinking about, oh my gosh, this guy is, you know, not for her, she shouldn't be interested, she's being wooed in some sort of way by something. So how do we allow this adult woman to decide who she can have fun with? How do we sort of look but don't watch? You know, because sometimes we want to be in relationship with the person, and it could be really, you know, self-honoring for us to say, hey, maybe I don't need to hear about the details of your escapades, or hey, I hear you're having fun with this person, but I don't want to be pulled into it. Like, you have the right to say those things. It is within, you know, your power to set some parameters about how she talks about this situation with you. But of course, you cannot stop her from having it. It sounds like you've cautioned her, maybe enough. You know, you've said, don't touch the stove, don't touch the stove hot. And she's got the information and now she is deciding that she wants to continue with this. So how do we honor her request to do that? When we are in a relationship with a person, we cannot make their decisions for them. I remember some time ago, I had a friend who had a friend and she didn't like the way that this person's other friends was treating them, right? And so it was like, oh my gosh, this person is not nice to my friend. And I'm like, you know, I think that's your friend's business. Like, I don't know what they're getting from that relationship with this other person where you're seeing all, you know, these people as like mean girls, but your friend is still in it and remained in it for many, many years. And so it's really hard for us on the outside looking in to say, oh, you're not getting anything from this dynamic. Leave this person alone. And it's, they're getting something. I don't know what that thing is, but your friend does. And maybe she can't put her finger on it. Maybe she's unable to communicate it, but there is something there. So respecting the boundary of, you know, she's allowed to make a choice for her life, even if it's a bad choice. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and finish listening.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My boyfriend ended up telling his brother to stop even having discussions with her via text, and that actually stops. And I'm under the impression that it stops with the other guy as well. Fast forward to New Year's, which is about 3 months later, and I find out that she has still been talking to the best friend and has been lying to me for 3 months. I will say that our relationship immediately changed because I can deal with a lot of things, but a liar isn't one of them. I will be honest and say that this was the type of heartbreak that I'd never had to deal with. This happened about 15 months ago. I think we've tried to repair the relationship, but it's just not there. My boyfriend decided to cancel the friendship he had with his best friend because he had directly asked him not to approach my best friend, and he did via Instagram, which was the start of the connection between those two. My boyfriend knew that my best friend didn't need any drama or nonsense, and that it would probably cause a rift between us being me and my man, if shit went left, which was very likely to happen based on all of his past history. So here we are months later. She's gone back and forth with this guy. She said she doesn't want to date anyone with young kids, and he has young kids.
There is a high level of involvement here from you and your boyfriend on behalf of your friend and who they can date and how they can't date this best friend and how they can't date this brother. And it's, you know, it's giving middleman. It's a lot of middleman and these whole dating dynamics. And I get it. You're friends with, you know, this person and you want to make sure they're getting into, you know, certain types of dynamics. But I think it's out of your control, as you can see, like they're going behind your back. They're DMing each other. Like people are figuring out a way to be in contact with each other. You know, I recall a situation where there was a person who was dating someone's family member and they were like, oh my gosh, I don't want my family member dating my friend. And it's kind of like, what can you do to stop it? You know, I think it becomes awkward for them, you know, years down the line, if it doesn't work out and now they have to be at this thing together. It's kind of like, well, that's what you get. Like, you know, you blur the lines. Like, this is something you'll have to deal with. It's not for me to protect you against. Like, the natural consequence of working or being in the same space as the ex will be in play if this stuff doesn't work out. And so inserting yourself and inserting your boyfriend into it, what happens is you all end up ruining your friendship. Now you don't have a best friend. Now he doesn't have a best friend, all because we're trying to tell these adults what they can and can't do in their dating relationships. And, you know, they're rebelling. They're saying, actually, I can date whoever I want to date and I'll just do it behind your back. You know, a really hard truth here is when we don't allow people to be honest with us, they will lie. They will be dishonest. They will sneak. They will do things behind our back. They will omit because we have shown them this is not a space for you to share and be open about this thing. I reject it. So if you want honesty in this relationship, it can be really important to allow the person to express whatever they're feeling, whatever is going on with them, without you having any judgment or feedback about it. And I know that's really hard. You know, sometimes I think kids can benefit from that. You know, sometimes us parents, we get so busy with rejecting their, you can't get a tattoo. You're too young for such and such. Well, let's explore the tattoo. Let's explore you wanting this pigeon on your arm. Okay, what will the pigeon do? What will it look like? Okay, so what happens when you get a job and they say, we can't have any birds in here and you have a pigeon on your arm? I don't know, but you know, you talk to people about an idea. You're not saying like, hey, you can go get your bird tattoo now. No, you can't get your bird tattoo. However, I want to know what you're thinking. Say it out loud, because sometimes people can talk themselves out of bad decisions just by talking about it, just by being given some questions, even asking your friend, like, what are you looking for in dating relationships right now? That might explain the whole situation to you. I'm just looking to have a little bit of chaos and fun. I'm just looking for someone to text me good morning, gorgeous every morning. I'm just looking for someone to laugh with. Those things are really important. So the seriousness of the relationship may not matter, but just talking through that with someone and not necessarily considering, you know, all of these really serious things. I think you have her best interests at heart. However, you know, should she be able to decide? I would say yes. You know, I think this, please let me date me. please let me date any idiot I want to date. Like, there's just some freedom in being able to choose what you do in life, what you wear, who you date, what you, you know, your car, and, you know, all of these things. And, you know, hopefully I learn very quickly, like, oh, well, not a good match. But sometimes we don't, and we need that part of the lesson learning too. We don't need people to just give us the Z before we do the X. So let's see how this plays out.
And I realized that I have never been friends with her as a single person, and I feel like a lot of her actions have been very messy. Out of all of the men that she could deal with, the fact that she was texting my boyfriend's brother in the same week she started texting his best friend, it hasn't sat right with me, and it has caused a large elephant in our relationship. We've had some sit-downs on it, but what makes me upset is the fact that she doesn't take ownership of how messy this has been for her best friend. It also reeks of a weird codependency, in my opinion. Out of all of the people in North Carolina, this is what you're choosing to do? Anyways, I guess I'm trying to figure out if it's okay to take a break from this friendship, which might be temporary, or I'm realizing this could be a permanent ending. I just don't feel the same about the friendship any longer. I'm just looking for advice and how to move forward.
Sometimes we learn things about our friends and people we would rather not know. And I'll tell you, you know, this discovery that we have about people is what kept me off of Facebook personally for many years. I just did not want to know certain things about people. For 1 year, from 2009 to 2010, I used Facebook personally. And the things I discovered, it was just alarming. I'm like, I did not know you had this many issues with your boyfriend. Every time I see you all, you're so happy. Like, it was just information overload. And so I decided I don't want to know these things about these people. And I opted out. I will not follow you on that. I'm going to leave the platform. That's how serious I was about not wanting to know things. And, you know, I think, you know, you don't have to be that extreme with it. That's just one way. But it could be, you know, maybe saying to a person that even your boyfriend, if he's sharing this information with you, even saying to him, like, I don't want to know more. Please don't tell me anything. It's like telling someone not to tell you the ending of the movie. I don't want to know. Please don't tell me. Sometimes not knowing something is really a way to be in relationship with people. When they say ignorant is bliss, this is the ignorance. Like, I don't want to know about how you date and what you have going on, because it kind of makes me think of you in a way that I haven't thought of you in terms of who you are as a person. And so it's really odd. Now, here's the thing that's really hard for some of us to admit. Are we defending our friends because they're our friends? Are we holding them to a high standard? Are we being honest about who they are? Because let's face it, sometimes we're in relationships with people and they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, this person did this and this person was wild and they blah, blah, blah. And you're ignoring the fact that this person has experienced this many times with other people, and it's likely that they are the culprit. You're ignoring the fact that they've shown up in a certain way in your life. And so you may say, like, oh my gosh, you know, this is so weird that they're in this dynamic, but it is something about them putting them in this dynamic. So I would say, what are the clues? What are the other things that you can pull from your relationship with this person to better explain what they're experiencing right now? For you in particular, you know, if you were my client, I would ask you, what does this have to do with you? What is who she's dating and, you know, all this mess she's going with? What does this have to do with you? How is this your stuff? And if you can share with me, like, she's my best friend, I imagine it'd go like, she's my best friend. Yes, she is not your possession. She is your best friend. You have other friends, I'm sure. How does this impact you outside of what you think about what she's doing, which we've already talked about. You can just kind of be, you could choose to be out of the loop, right? Like, I just don't need to hear more. I don't need to see more. Please turn your phone face down. I don't even want to see your text, right? Is this something that you should be trying to manage? I hear you mentioning codependency, but is it codependent of us to try to control people's relationships with others? I would say a little bit. You know, maybe there is a little codependency in that we're trying to manage what they can do in other relationships, what they can experience in other relationships, particularly those that aren't abusive, right? We're talking about people having, you know, some level of openness and I assume sex and fun and all of these things, but maybe nothing serious is happening here. Maybe everybody is aware of what's happening. And you are the person who's saying, no, you should find yourself a great guy and, you know, be monogamous with him. You need someone serious for your daughter and, you know, all of these things. Is that her intention? So for you, I would say, how do you manage the codependency that you have in this relationship with your best friend? How do you explore how knowing these sort of things has impacted your relationship with this person? And most importantly, how do you learn to manage your side of the street, your stuff? This is not your stuff. This is your friend's stuff. How do you manage your stuff? Your stuff would be your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings. That's all your stuff. What she's doing is her stuff. How do you manage the parts of this that you can actually control? You cannot control her dating situation. As we listen to this, you know, I was just thinking about how our relationships can be ruined by sometimes knowing too much about people or trying to help them with problems that they don't even think they have. We're like telling them, hey, here's your problem and here's how to fix it. And they're like, no, I'm fine. This is great. It's like telling your neighbor who has tall grass and loves it that they need to cut their grass. It's like, I actually like it this way. When I have all those dandelions, I love that. It's like you're telling a person a problem that they don't have. This is a problem for you. It may not be a problem for this other person. You need to hear this. It is really important for us to figure out when we're in a situation with someone, how are we involved? What is my business and what is their business? How do I manage what's mine and how do I support them in managing what's theirs? Last year, we had a podcast where we answered some of your shorter questions, and I'd love to do that again. So if you have a question that is short that we can answer along with two or three others, please submit it to be featured on an upcoming podcast. You Need to Hear This is an iHeart production hosted by me, Nedra Glover-Tawab. Our executive producer is Joelle Bonique. Our senior producer and editor is Mia Dawn Taylor. Send us a voice memo with your questions about boundaries and relationships at youneedtohearthis@iheartmedia.com. Please be sure to rate our show wherever you listen to it and share this episode with someone who needs to hear this. Talk to you next time.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids.
Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.